You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Midweek Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. And like I told you, back again for baseball recap last night. A high-scoring affair at Toyin Family Stadium. That is right, Toyin Family Stadium, where your Cats knocked off the Missouri Tigers last night in a high-scoring fest. 13-8, K-State wins by 5 there and extends their current win streak to 3 last night, getting multi-hits from Chris Sabellos, Zach Koskoska, and Terrence Sperlin, each getting 3 hits in the victory there over the Missouri Tigers as well. This was a big win for for K-State here, obviously, here after Missouri jumped on K-State early. 4 runs in the third, K-State fought right back. The answer with 3 in the bottom of the third inning there. They took the lead in the bottom of the fourth there. Missouri again fought back in the top of the sixth with 3 of their own. K-State eked out 1 there and then got 2 more in the bottom half of the seventh there and held off a ninth inning rally by Missouri there to hang on by 5. K-State getting the win 13-8 there, getting win number 24 of the season. So 6 more wins to 30. For Pete Hughes, Batcats team there. Dylan Phillips, and he, Mr. Do-It-All himself, he's not the only one that can pitch and hit as well. We've seen Caleb Littlejim as well do the same thing, but Dylan Phillips getting the victory, pitching-wise anyways, and then Trey Robertson getting the loss for the Missouri Tigers. They drop to 12-26. On this season, but more importantly, K-State there getting win number 24 of the season. Here, let's just have a few notes here for y'all. K-State scoring 13 runs, the final line, 14 hits, 2 errors, and left 5. Missouri scored 8 runs on 7 hits, had 2 errors themselves as well, and left 6 on base. Chris Sabellos, once again, hitting his 5th home run of the season, marking his 16th home run of his K-State career. And also, Sabellos, already mentioned, in that three-headed monster there for the Cats here last night, getting 3 hits last night and getting a career-best 5 runs driven in. Sabellos having a tremendous season for the Cats to this point. Koskoska and Sperlin, like I said, had 3 hits as well in the game as well. K-State scored multiple runs in 3 of the first 4 innings and in 4 innings overall. That offense, I'm telling you, we said all year, this offense is pretty damn good when they're clicking on all cylinders. And a perfect example last night there, they got the pitching. The pitching was a little off, but their K-State offense stepped up and showed out last night. The Cats put the leadoff man on 4 innings. All that is so important in baseball there to have your leadoff man, whether it's the top of the first, bottom of the first, whatever, get on base. That pretty much sets the tone for that inning, especially in college baseball. And K-State did that 4 times last night as well. Nick Phillips, as I said, getting his first career win, pitching-wise, allowing no runs on 1 hit, a pair of strikeouts, and 2 innings of work as well. And then here to wrap up this number here, K-State. Well, I have another number here that Alex would like here. K-State went 2 of 10 with 2 outs in the game, 8 for 20 with runners on base, 6 for 15 with runners in scoring position there. And I'll leave you with this note here, K-State Nation. K-State now at Toyin Family Stadium this year, 19-6 at Toyin this year. Oh man, that could be the ride the wave to the postseason right there. 19-6 this year at home. And look, this was part of the big homestand here. K-State needed to get a lot of wins during this big home stretch here, and they've done exactly that. That's a huge number. Circle that. If K-State can get themselves into the postseason, that right there says it all right there. Home cooking right here in Manhattan, Kansas. And they welcome in Texas Southern. I believe that's a 3-game set. I've double-checked that. But Texas Southern comes to Little Apple here this weekend for a 3-game set with the Cats. So K-State, again, will have an opportunity to ride the high road. I shouldn't say that. We'll ride the wave here of this momentum here this weekend. But the Cats derailed their next-door neighbors, the Missouri Tigers, 13-8 last night behind Chris Caballos. Eddie Greer III, that's a wrap for another edition of the Triple P Podcast, Purple Project Podcast. We're going to be rolling out another weekly edition here. We're going to be recording tonight, and once again, it will be scheduled not Friday, but Thursday morning at some point, because the NFL draft will be tomorrow night. For round one tomorrow night, then rounds two and three of the NFL draft is Friday. So I did not want to post it right there. Of course, we're going to watch that for our fellow Cats, Wyatt Hubert and Bradley Moore, having a chance to get drafted. We'll see how that happens. And they're not the only ones waiting to hear their names being called out as well. AJ Parker is in that mix as well. I believe Harry Trotter was working on going towards waiting for the draft as well. We'll see about that. But yeah, those are the names, or at least high on the K-State list, that we're looking at here to see where they fall. And if they do fall to wherever teams they go, we will have that coverage right here on Triple B. But for now, Eddie Greer III signing out another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily in the books. Go Cats!
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.